What's up, everyone? The weekend is just around the corner. I am pumped and ready to rock with you one more time this week. I'm Coy Wire, aka Coy Boy, or your boy Coy, as some of you have been calling me on social. Love it. This is CNN 10, your news show where I tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. We're going to start with your headlines. We begin in Haiti, where the entire country is now under a state of emergency. Violent gangs have taken control of much of the capital city of Port-au-Prince, and they're trying to spread to other regions. The expanded state of emergency comes as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken travels to the embattled nation. He's there to lend support to the Haitian government as it tries to get the violence under control. The U.S. is the biggest funder of a U.N.-backed security mission trying to fight the gangs. America has pledged more than $300 million to help Haiti in its efforts to restore order. Next, we head to the California town with a different kind of state of emergency, land shifting. It's happening in the Pacific Ocean city of Rancho Palos Verdes. The land in the area is moving so severely that it's tearing homes apart and disrupting power lines. Officials say the land there has been shifting slowly for decades, but the problem has suddenly gotten worse and quickly. CNN's Stephanie Elam has more.
This is the edge of a landslide here in Rancho Palos Verdes. Look at what is done to this house, which is collapsing down into the earth here. You can see that it's sinking down below where it should be. You can see by the railing to the stairs to the house. And also you can see what is done to the road beyond it. Even the house beyond that, you can see that it looks like it's shifting in the middle of the building. Now, the land here in Rancho Palos Verdes is coveted because of the Pacific Ocean views along the coast here. But also the land's been shifting here for a long time, but just never at this accelerated clip, local officials say. They say it's moving in some places by about 10 inches a week, so much so that the governor has declared a state of emergency, and they've cut off the power and the gas lines to certain neighborhoods because of the earth moving just so fast.
Next up, Pope Francis is the 87-year-old head of the Catholic Church, but he's delivering a message of dialogue between all religious faiths as he travels across Southeast Asia and the Pacific. The Pope is the leader of the Roman Catholic Church, which has more than 1 billion followers worldwide. He's also the head of state of Vatican City, which is actually its own country within the city of Rome in Italy. He became the Catholic Church's 266th Pope in 2013, and as Christopher Lamb reports, he's now embarking on the longest trip since his inauguration.
Pope Francis is embarking on the longest foreign trip of his pontificate. He's going to four countries across Southeast Asia and the Pacific, covering almost 33,000 kilometers. It's the longest trip that any pope has embarked upon. Francis will be going to Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore. Now, top of the agenda of this trip is interfaith dialogue. Francis will be in Indonesia, which is a country which has the world's largest Muslim population. He'll be taking part in an interfaith dialogue event at the Istiqlal Mosque, the largest mosque in Southeast Asia. It's a mosque that is connected via a tunnel to the Catholic cathedral across the road. It is an embodiment of the vision that Francis has for Catholic-Muslim relations, the importance of coexistence and friendship. And he will be hoping that this message of dialogue between faiths can resonate across the world at a time of growing conflicts and rising religious extremism. Now, Francis will also have the opportunity to support the Catholic communities in these Southeast Asian and Pacific countries, countries that are increasingly playing an important role in global Catholicism. Now, the Pope, of course, is 87 years old. He uses a wheelchair. He's had some health difficulties. Some are asking whether he will be able to carry out this trip at all. Nevertheless, Francis has shown he is determined to embark upon this trip, the longest of his pontificate, and he's showing people, those critics, who perhaps are doubting whether he has still got the energy left to be Pope, that he still has plenty of gas left in the tank.
Pop quiz, hot shot. Which European capital city is home to a famous structure originally constructed for the 1889 World's Fair? London, Munich, Paris, or Rome? If you said Paris, say ooh la la wee wee. The Eiffel Tower is one of the most famous landmarks in the world, standing some 300 meters or 984 feet towards the Parisian sky. Up next, ooh la la, we head to France. The Paris Olympics may be over, but the symbol of those games may be sticking around. The mayor of Paris says she wants the Olympic rings that were installed on the Eiffel Tower to stay there. Originally, they were supposed to come down after the ongoing Paralympics has the closing ceremony this month. But the mayor says she wants the spirit of the celebration to remain and that the rings are a symbol of transformation of the city. Residents are divided on the plan to keep the rings. The descendants of Gustav Eiffel, the engineer who designed the famous tower, they're against the idea.
This was the iconic symbol of the Olympics this summer. But why is it causing so much controversy?
I think it's an eyesore. It's something different, but the Eiffel Tower has been there for years and years, and I don't think it needs to change.
These Olympic rings could soon be a permanent fixture.
I think it's okay for now, but not forever, because it's a historical monument, you know, so.
For me, the tower is amazing, you know, it's so beautiful, but with the ring, look a little bit different, so I think it's not very aesthetic, no?
The city of Paris owns the Eiffel Tower, and officials say the decision is up to them.
This event was a massive success, probably all around the world, and it will change Paris forever in a good way. Visually, when you will be in Paris, remember that this moment was a key in the history of Paris, so that's why we choose that symbol.
For descendants of its creator, Gustave Eiffel, they don't want his legacy to become an advertising platform.
So Gustave Eiffel is my great-great-great-grandfather. We were very happy to have the rings during the Olympic Games. It was a great moment, but the problem is the permanence. The Eiffel Tower was never meant to be a billboard for any other company or brand, no matter how prestigious it may be.
Now, if the rings do stay, fun fact, it won't be the same set we see on the tower now. They weigh 30 tons, so they need to be replaced with a more lightweight version. Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is long overdue. A Virginia library says a book that was borrowed 50 years ago has finally been returned. Leaves of Grass by American poet Walt Whitman was due back on June 3rd of 1974. A woman told the library she found the book while cleaning out her sister's house, and she had the novel idea to bring it back. Good thing for her, the library no longer charges overdue fines. If it did, the library estimates the amount owed could have been more than $1,700. You know, a book just fell on my head last night. I only have my shelf to blame. Our shout out today is going to Sims Middle School in Union, South Carolina. Go Tigers. Cue that Friday music, Nader. Have an awesome weekend, everyone. Rise up. Go introduce yourself to someone new today. Make someone smile. Shine bright from your small corner of this world. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.